This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just want to take a second here at the very beginning on a Get Her Done Tuesday.
Yes.
To say thank you to our listeners. Thank you for listening. Thanks. I mean, Jesus, we've been sitting in these chairs for 20 plus years.
Some of us have.
Some of us. Some of us left for a little while, but came right back. You know, it's no big deal. A little blip.
Right back.
But listen, I don't,
6 or 7 years later.
It just doesn't matter. It's like since 1997, most of the time it's been us.
Right. No, I agree.
And it's, you know, I just want to say thanks to our listeners for. We got some great news yesterday about how much you listen, and it's a freaking honor to have you here, and it's wonderful to be even a tiny part of your life. And you know, we make a joke. We always joke about all these friends we have that we don't know. Like it's really no joke. Like it's amazing, and we're eternally grateful. I know I am. That's for sure.
I'm not.
Well, you've always been a little bit of a bitch, Vin.
I'm very grateful.
Yeah, of course we are.
Thankful.
No, that's it's a.
Hooman loves it when we get the ratings
thing in,
and we're. I mean, he just gets so.
Well, it's all because
psyched.
Of him.
Well,
right.
I mean, hello.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Hooman.
Thanks, Hooman. Because of you.
Yeah.
Or in spite of you.
Anyway, we got great news yesterday, and just wanted to express my appreciation for you being here. Because if we have to be, you have to be too.
It was pretty wonderful.
It was.
I pursued an avenue that I wasn't sure would be fruitful, but she was able to produce.
Mm.
Thank you so much, Jane.
She told us the numbers.
Whatever codes are necessary to get into the computer to get the stuff.
Yep.
So that was...
No, it's fantastic.
I was like, oh my God, it's a miracle. In a timely manner, we got the information we needed.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, stoked.
I know. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's always... It really is just a joy to do this job. It's such a unique, weird job to have, and it's... And then when you get, you know, it's working. You get good news like that, and you just feel like, oh... It just makes it all worthwhile.
It's a trip to have something that's so incredibly, we do so well, and it feels rock solid, but it also feels like the thinnest ice of all time.
Oh my God, I know.
How can it be both at one time?
I know, it's crazy.
It's so scary.
At any time, the bottom could fall out.
I have been, you know, and you just went through it, I know, and I've got my negotiation at the end of the year.
Oh, it's the best.
And it's like that weird feeling of, am I really contemplating a whole nother set of circumstances again?
No, don't do it.
God.
Well, listen, you know, I mean, you said it the other day. You got to do what's right for you. I mean, everyone should be looking out for number one. But since we are number one, I want us to just all look up. Let's all try to just make this happen. Oh, Yuzi's not smiling.
What? I have been smiling for the last 5 minutes. You want me to keep smiling?
Yep. I want smiles, everyone. Smiles. So how did everyone do yesterday?
Hail, rain, wind.
It was pretty crazy weather.
It was a crazy day.
It was one of those days where you sort of go, I guess I'll stay in.
I know.
I mean, I ran some errands and stuff, but in the end, I went, you know, I'm not even going to run.
Oh, boy. Took the day right off.
Just not even going to deal with it at all.
Yeah. No, it was definitely. Plus, it's a Monday. It's so tough. Like, my problem is that yesterday, because the weather was so freaky, like, I don't get a good night's sleep on Sunday night. And unfortunately, I sat down and watched Saturday Night Live for about 1 minute.
Did you fall asleep?
Fell asleep on the freaking couch.
That's good.
And then, no,
yeah.
It's not good, though. And then so you lay on I'm sitting on the couch. So I wake up and my head is just cranked into the sideways position. There's drool coming down the side of my face.
Nice. You slept good.
Yeah, sounds like a good sleep.
Yeah, real good. Oh, it's just so. I just hope that today is supposed to be
sunny.
Sunny and warmer. Mm-hmm. Although I did hear some rain tomorrow, but that it's like a South Bay thing. I think it might.
Yeah.
You might have to deal with
starting
it more than
South Bay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's so good. You know, those years where we get some rain in the beginning and then by December the rain's over.
Yeah.
And it's just sunny from January to the next winter. To me, I'm freaked out by that.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's not enough rain and it's very nerve-wracking. So to be still getting rain and weather right now is good.
I know, it's just so crazy. Like, I was really worried yesterday because, this morning even, there's frost in some places. Like, people have their plants out. Like, it's really freaky to think, oh God, everything I just planted.
Were you
is
freaking
good.
Out yesterday?
Yeah, I was freaking out.
Plants.
People do have their plants out. They have their little baby plants.
I gotta go home, my plants. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well,
people have
planted their summer vegetables.
What the hell are you talking about?
Heads are falling off.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus.
Isn't that why you have a greenhouse?
They're not all in there, just the tomatoes. I have
we'll
corn
drag them
planted.
In there.
I can't. They're in giant planters on the outside. You can't just
you
transplant
up.
My.
You really should have got a bigger greenhouse.
You rushed it.
Oh my
you know
God.
What? You should have planted later.
I didn't
later.
Rush it. You plant after the by April in California, you should be able to plant your vegetables and not worry about
and
it.
And yet, there you were rushing home to blow on your plants.
I know.
The hairdryer.
Oh my God. I was freaking out. And they had a massive
rubbing them gently.
We didn't have a hailstorm like Oakland Hills had yesterday, but we had
we
a major
saw the snow.
Oh my God, it's like they were practically had a snow day.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with this area is that and the reason that we can have hills that we drive up and down the way we do is because we don't get that kind of weather all the time. Because no one could get to the school.
Right. We were seeing the news, the traction, the buses. Students were getting off the buses and just walking up the hill.
Right.
People just couldn't
You
do
can't
it.
Do if
no
if
traction,
it iced
yeah.
over here all the time, there's a lot of places that would just be, well, no one can get up there. Hope everyone's all right
well,
up
that,
there on
you know
the
what?
Ridge.
Yeah. That happens in certain areas like Seattle where they don't normally get snow. And then when they do and it happens, it shuts everything down.
Right.
And I mean, not just a little bit.
No, you can't get there.
I mean, paralyzes the place. And everyone knows everything's shut down today.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody stay home.
Not going to be anything you can do
You're
about it.
You're not going to work today.
No, it's true. So it's good that the East Coast, well, the Midwest, every place that gets snow, for the most part, is flat.
Remember Atlanta? Well, it's not even just that it's power goes out. It's no one's got any kind of services to go clear the roads. It happened in Atlanta not too long ago where they got a freeze over in Atlanta.
I know. That's the South.
Car pileups and everything.
Huge accidents. Just one car after another plowing in.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's fun.
What happens on those states or cities that there is the snow days and you're locked in for, you know, not necessarily a whole week, but like your job, how does everyone handle that? Do you get paid for that because of snow days? You don't get paid. I mean, it just seems so
My parents always
iffy.
Had to go to work. I mean, they dug their cars out and they slowly made their way. It was school that was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
It was great having snow days, man. It was great. They'd tack them on at the end of the year, though. So, like, I think school was supposed to be out around June 10th or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember the storm of 78. Seriously.
That was a big thing?
I do remember it. The school was shut down for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh.
Like, there was just, we had gotten something like, I don't know, 100,000 feet of snow. Like, it was just ridiculous. You couldn't go to school. And then at the end, we were done with, like, the last day of June was we had to stay in school until then. That sucks. Because you're waiting on summer the whole year.
And then
And then it was a very short little summer. Mm. But there's nothing like a freaking snow day, man. Especially if your parents, like when you're a little older and your parents both go to work and you're like, bye. I'll be watching Price is Right.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. No, well, there's no, you can't get in any trouble because you can't get anywhere.
Go get some beers at the corner liquor store.
Sticks, too. No, they knew me. I lived in a very small town growing up.
They knew me.
Yeah, they weren't going to sell me anything. I was actually so bummed the first time I could buy beer. I just turned 21. I think it was Thanksgiving of, you know, whatever year that would have been, 87. I go in.
I love this, like, you going for memories right now. It's incredible.
No, I actually have to, I have memories of things that don't matter. Remember
that. We'll take advantage of it while we can.
So I just turned 21, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go over to my grandma's house for Thanksgiving, and I stop by the corner store to buy for the first time.
The packy.
It's not the packy. It's just the country convenience.
Oh, all right.
And,
is your grandma like, buy me some whiskey?
No. They had, believe me, they were bourbon people, and they had everything they needed. But I was like, you know, just excited to, you know, give my ID. Yes, I'm 21. But everybody in there knew me, and they didn't even card me. Like, I walk, you know, I look at all the beer. I'm like, what am I going to get? And I picked Michelob.
You went Michelob
for six
your
pack
first
of Michelob,
beer purchase?
Yes. And I put it on the counter. And Kyle, the guy who worked the place, it was Kyle and Al, the two brothers that own the place. And he just looked at me and he goes, all right, that's, you know, $8 or whatever it was for a six pack of Michelob. Probably less than that.
$4.99.
I know. It's all right. I go, you're not even going to card me? You're not going to card me, Kyle? Come on.
And he said.
He goes, no, I know when your birthday is. I'm like, you do? He goes, yeah, I've known you for 21 years.
Is his name Carl?
Carl. Cal.
Oh, all right.
I thought it was Cow.
Cow. Cal. Cal.
All right, well.
So that was a bummer.
That's not a bummer.
It was a bummer. You know, you want to get caught. You want to get catted.
Catted.
Yeah. Nobody catted me. It sucked.
I swear I threw beer on the counter in every store I walked into since I was 15.
they all knew you too, Vin.
No? All right. Have a good one.
Really, an IG? I don't have one of those.
And I think the first time I pulled it off, it was Miller Genuine Draft because that was brand new.
MGD.
At that time, like it was the new beer. Mm. And so the marketing was hot. And that was the, well, I got to try that, right?
Yeah.
How was it?
I mean, when I finally pulled it off, it was great.
Yeah. Were you disappointed when you didn't get caught?
No, I was. You know what? It was so funny is the place that sold it to me. Suddenly, I'm like, I need to go back in there and buy another 12er. You know, all of a sudden, I'm like, they're selling to me.
Oh,
I've got the hot
take advantage
spot.
Of
well,
it,
and
right?
then I come walking out, and my friends are like, oh my God, they sold to him. And then we abused that till they were arrested and thrown out of business.
Oh, Vinny.
Well, it wasn't just me.
Sure.
Yeah, they were
selling
to everybody.
They weren't catting anybody.
High school kids.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And that was right there in town, too. It wasn't normally we would go to Santa Ana to get beer because they sold to, there was no issue there. But in town.
Really? Do you have money?
Right there next to the Ralph's, there was a liquor store that sold to us. Guys, look!
Oh my God.
I got the beer!
The giveaway is that he celebrates right on the front porch of the store.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, sorry. I mean, that's a big thing.
Sure.
Then, anyway.
Yeah. Our little corner store was VJ's.
Oh, VJ's?
On 30th and Sanchez in Noe Valley. And I'd walk in with my high school uniform.
Yay!
Throw up some gin.
Oh.
Gin.
Gin.
Because I used to like, when I was in high school, I used to drink gin and
juice.
Collins mix.
Oh.
For Tom Collins.
Yeah, yeah. She was a Tom Collins girl. That's so funny. So you throw up a bottle of gin and a bottle of Tom Collins mix?
And they sold it to you. Sure.
In your high school uniform.
Yep.
Did you give them like your cutest smile? Hey.
No.
Just didn't, no issue.
No issue. He knew me forever, too.
Oh. He was like, you can have it. You deserve it.
Right. Hard day in ninth grade, huh?
In ninth grade? God, I don't even think I ever had a drink until I was like a junior in high school.
That's too bad.
Man, I know. I got a really late start.
No, it's good.
Smoked pot before that, but not really, no real drinking.
That's too bad.
Well, is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
didn't work out for me, but you know. Yeah. But I should.
You started early. When did you have your first drink?
I had so much fun, though. You know what? The truth is, as much as trouble as it caused me later in life, I had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The summers on the beach with kegs and volleyball, and I still like. I know that it's not politically correct to talk about, you know, girls on the beach. God forbid a boy likes a girl, but man. Just girls in bikinis and beer, and I'm there. I am. I don't know what was I, 14 or something. Mm. Just like, this is the best life I've ever had
of all the lives. This is the best one. How old were you? Do you think when you had your first like sip of alcohol?
I don't know. I can't say. I mean, I started partying with older kids, though.
Yeah.
I think I was probably 14 or 15,
uh-huh.
And then it started to become, I need a 6-pack. When I was 15.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, we're not going to the party without a sixer. I mean, I'm not going to the party without a sixer.
Well, and then it was a 12er, and you had that jacket with the 12 pockets. No, you can't have one of my beers. I need every one
Dude,
of these.
What are you, nuts? It's going to be a long night.
That's right.
So, anyway, I'm glad that... how do we get on the beer thing?
I don't know.
We were talking about being 21 and school days.
School days being out. I don't know how we got.
In.
I asked if you had booze.
Oh, yeah, no.
On
no.
your snow days.
Oh, right.
I didn't. There was no gin for me on my snow days. Like, honest to God, you'd already be awake. And especially when you're little, like, we got in these snowsuits, which I'm sure you guys, I don't know, maybe up in Tahoe you're familiar. But they were full body, top to bottom. With your boots, and your mom had to zip you. You couldn't get into it yourself. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you were in it and you went outside, you had to pee. And then you come back in. I mean, that was
you kids.
That was a legit thing. You know, it just took so long to get into the thing. But then, you know, you'd have the whole day and you'd just be out there. You'd make igloos and have snowball fights and just, you know, good small town fun.
Hooray.
There, you know, the cow town I grew up in.
Yeah, me too. Kegs, yeah. Beach, girls in bikinis.
Same thing, right. Sandball fights.
Such heaven.
I know. Being a kid is the... I just, you know, you have no appreciation. And people can tell you all they want. But when you're a little kid, you have no appreciation for how effing awesome life is. You just don't... Because it's late. Later you're like, I should have done this. I should have enjoyed that more. I should have at least appreciated it to some degree.
Well, what's weird,
so I don't want to grow up.
I don't know how kids, I don't remember, well, because I didn't have it. I don't remember as many kids around me being so highly stressed and full of anxiety, mm-hmm. but it seems like there are young people now.
Mm-hmm. Pressure's
maybe
on.
It's the social networking or I don't know what, or and life's pace has increased by I don't know how many thousands of miles because of all this technology, but it seems like there's a lot of stressed out kids and you go, what?
I know.
Your kid has high anxiety?
Mm.
Over what?
Right.
Go play.
Pressure!
Pressing down on me.
Bummer.
Down on you. No man has more. Under pressure! Yeah, there's a lot of, well, there's pressure. It shouldn't start as early as it does. I just really have tried to tell my kids, listen, just tell me all your worries. I'll worry about them for you. I want you to be a child.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing, pounded into my kid's
head. The thing is, though, then you're like, I don't know, then you're the a-hole that's, you know, not preparing your kid. Like, there's just two edges to every knife. There is no right answer in the world. Should your kids be stressed or not? I don't know.
Play. Have fun.
Yeah.
Play and learn. That's my kid's job. I repeat it to her every day.
Mm. Let's do that right now. We're going to play a song.
Yay.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.